Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
A small company in Norway has big plans on the drawing board to build plug-in electric cars in the United States. The car called Think, with an exclamation point in place of the I, faces an uphill climb. But as Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports, it just might be the little engine that could.
Back in 1990, air quality officials in California demanded that automakers build a certain number of electric cars to cut down on tailpipe emissions and reduce hazardous smog. Automakers fought back, producing as few electric cars as possible. Ford Motor Company turned to Norway to satisfy its requirement, purchasing a line of cars called Think. But car makers continued to press the case that battery technology wasn't good enough, and in 2003, they persuaded California officials to back off the electric car requirement. Ford immediately sold the electric Think division back to the Norwegians. Other automakers crushed their cars. But the Think refused to die. The Norwegian company Think Global is now looking to employ 300 Americans building Think vehicles in the United States. New auto jobs in the U.S.? CEO Richard Canny says yes.
We plan to produce the Think City in one of the states in the U.S. and then go on sale in 2010.
Forget those souped-up golf carts. The Think City is an electric car that will go on the highway and seat four, or if you fold down the rear seats and open the hatch, two plus trunk space.
Think City, it's bigger than a smart car and smaller than most other cars on the U.S. market today. It's fully electric, and it can go 112 miles each day on a single charge. For the U.S. version of the car, we'll have a minimum top speed of at least 70 miles an hour.
And that's about the speed Think was moving when it hit a wall last fall, just as it was trying to ramp up production. Gasoline was over $4 a gallon. The electric business was golden. Then all of a sudden, credit to buy new equipment and pay new workers evaporated. Think's suppliers wanted payment early. Think was forced to reorganize. Building a plant in the United States is part of its reorganization plan. Richard Canny says the global moves to cut carbon emissions and the new administration in Washington are both favorable.
Well, I think all of a sudden the U.S. has moved from, you know, being far behind in the field of electric vehicles to really being one of the leaders, if not the leader.
Canny cites new financial incentives for buyers and builders of clean cars. And he says, finally, the batteries that are the beating heart of electric cars are advancing. Environmental writer Jim Motovalli agrees.
I do think that batteries are advancing quite rapidly. And I think it's got to the point where most people really do see that we're going to be replacing internal combustion with electricity.
Detroit automakers, especially Chrysler, have announced more electrically driven cars, most of them hybrids.
Detroit will definitely follow the same path as foreign automakers like Think, whether they have the actual financing to be able to produce all the cars they're talked about is unclear.
Which is why low-interest government loans in the U.S. and elsewhere are crucial for companies like Think, and for anyone hoping to someday soon, walk into a dealership and buy an affordable car that needs little or no gasoline. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet.